Little Miss Sporty, written by Ndedebo Hargreaves. In Sportyland, there lives a very sporty person indeed. She's sporty by name, sporty by nature. It just so happens that Little Miss Sporty lives in Sportyland. Now, in Sportyland is a place where the daisies play American football, the dogs go swimming, and the birds flex their muscles. Little Miss Sporty lives in a dumbbell-shaped house. One Sunday morning, it was 7 a.m. and Little Miss Sporty was having breakfast. She had 24 eggs, 5 bowlfuls of baked beans, and a protein shake. Munched Little Miss Sporty. She was about to drink her shake when a letter came into the post. She stopped eating immediately and picked it up.
It says, an invitation to the Olympics,
she murmured. It was a letter from the sports company. The letter said, Dear Little Miss Sporty,
we would like you to attend this year's Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympic Games 2024.
Date, 28th July 2024.
Time, 3 p.m.
Event, triathlon, swimming, cycling and running.
Yours sincerely,
the sports company. Sportscompany.co.uk. Little Miss Sporty was so excited, she did a backflip. The following day, Little Miss Sporty woke up at 5 a.m, like always, and realised it was the day of the triathlon. So she ran to the building as soon as possible. As she walked past, she saw Mr. Cool practicing his skateboarding, Mr. Strong carrying weights on one leg, and Little Miss Lucky swimming 25 metres. She said to herself,
what a big building!
In awe, Little Miss Somersault welcomed her with a spectacular cartwheel, and Little Miss Trouble tripped her up. But Mr. Happy helped her. Suddenly, the speaker said the event was starting and Little Miss Sporty and Little Miss Trouble were up first. As she was walking, Little Miss Sporty saw Little Miss Trouble with a sly grin on her face. Something was wrong, really wrong. It was time for the swimming event. They had to do 1,500 meter swimming race. But where were the floats? At last, the whistle blew and the race began. Little Miss Sporty swam so hard, she beat Little Miss Trouble by a meter. This made Little Miss Trouble angry. Her fast plan didn't work, so she thought of a new one for the next sport. Next, it was cycling. Little Miss Sporty couldn't find her bike, so Little Miss Trouble took the lead. And suddenly, Little Miss Sporty overtook her with a skateboard. Little Miss Trouble was fuming. She only had one chance left to win or she'd lose. Finally, it was the running race. Little Miss Sporty and Little Miss Trouble ran as fast as they could. But before the race, Little Miss Trouble had spread soap all over the track. She completely forgot the soap and slipped backwards, while Little Miss Sporty jumped endlessly dodgy. While the referee, Mr. Bump, had another mishap.
Ow!
Cried Mr. Bump. Little Miss Trouble was disqualified.
It's not fair!
She complained as the guard pulled her away. Little Miss Sporty won the competition, so she won the Olympic cake!
My cake!
Screamed Mr. Greedy. Everyone laughed and jeered and giggled at Mr. Greedy.
Ow!
Cried Little Miss Sporty.
Don't mess with Mr. Greedy's cake! Ow! It was
The chocolate wasn't chocolate.
It was mud.
The cream wasn't cream.
It was cotton wool.
And that ripe little cherry on top was not a cherry at all.
It was a coloured pebble.
Naughty Mr. Mischiefs have been up to his tricks again.
The end.
Not the actual end. Little Miss Sporty had to go to the dentist to get a filling.
Poor Little Miss Sporty.